So we're here on the bottom of Samach Tes Amid Beis, or I should say the middle of the Daf, and we're up to Amar Rava. So let's just review the last point that we learnt about. We had a machlokas yesterday between Rav Huna and Chiya Bar Rav regarding a person who loses the track of time. He's in a wilderness. Rav Huna, on the one hand, holds that he counts 6 days and he observes the seventh as Shabbos. And Chiya Bar Rav, on the other hand, says no. As soon as he can, meaning the very next day after he realizes he lost count, he observes that day as Shabbos, and then he'll count 6 days until the next Shabbos. And we pointed out yesterday, according to the Ritva, that this whole enterprise is really a derabbanan of Shkidei Shelo Tishtakach Mimenu Torah Shabbos. The Gemara also analyzed the two shitos, the Maikom Miflegi, and that leads us to Omar Rava. So if you see Tosis Dibra Maskel Oseh towards the bottom, it's the last Tosis on the page, and you go up one line, you'll see Omar Rava. It's approximately, I'd say, just guessing, about 20 lines up from the bottom of the Amud on Samach Tes Amud Beis. B'chol Yom V'yom, he's got 6 days, according to everybody, which he's Noeg Chol, and it's either the first 6 days, according to Rav Huna, or after Shabbos, the next 6 days, according to Chiya Bar Rav, is Oseh Lo Kidei Parnasoso. How does he treat these days? In essence, any one of those 6 days might be Shabbos. And he might be violating the Shabbos if he does Malacha. So Rava says, we're not going to let him do Malacha. He's only allowed to do that which he absolutely needs to keep himself alive, which is called Pikuach Nefesh. So let's say, for example, he has enough food to go through these days. He doesn't have to violate any malacha in order to keep himself afloat. Then he has to be noeg as if it was Shabbos. Now, it's a very odd kind of halacha of Rava, because if we're talking about pikuach nefesh, then even on the day, forget about the 6 days of chol, so to speak, even on the day of Shabbos, he's allowed to violate the Shabbos for Bikuach Nefesh. And yet, Rava says, Bar Me'ahu Yoma, if you have that Girsa. In other words, that one day, whether it's day 7, day 1, whatever day it is that he's observing his Shabbos, he's not allowed to do Malacha. Bar means the exception of. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, Ahu Yoma Yomus, Lemus? Are you telling me that on that day of Shabbos he's going to die? Right? You're only allowing him on the days of Chol, because of Pikuach Nefesh, on the day of Shabbos, he's going to die? You're not even going to allow him Kedei Parnasoso? I mean, how is that feasible? We have a principle of a Chai Bohem, and Pikuach Nefesh overrides the Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, the Ovid Me Esmol. In other words, he's allowed to do, it's kind of like, you know, collecting the man on Friday. He's allowed to do on Friday, again, it's not really Friday, but meaning the day before he starts Shabbos, Shtei Parnassos. We're going to allow him during the weekday, and here's going to be the difference between his weekday and his Shabbos, to do a double amount of Malacha, so that he can carry himself through Shabbos. Again, when I say Shabbos, it's in inverted commas. I mean, it's not really Shabbos, but for his Shabbos. It might be Shabbos, but... So now there's a funny kind of halacha here. Because in terms of statistical probability, his Friday, again, in inverted commas, is no less of a candidate to be Shabbos than his Shabbos. And you're allowing to do Malacha on Friday for the sake of Shabbos. So Gemara immediately objects. V'dilma me'esmol Shabbos havi. Maybe Friday, his Friday was really Shabbos. So he's going to do Malacha, which is called Kishir Shtei Parnosos, and he's violating the Shabbos. Very strange halacha of Rava. So the Gemara answers, Ella, we're going to have to reinterpret this. Kol yom v'yom osalo parnasoso. He's only allowed to do on that day what he needs for that day to keep himself alive. Ve'afilu ahu yoma. And even on that day, he's only going to allowed to do what he needs to keep alive because of pikuach nefesh. So obviously the Gemara says, v'ahu yoma v'may minkarle. So what makes that day Shabbos? Now you're equating, uniforming all the days of the week, including Shabbos. He's only allowed to do for pikuach nefesh, k'day parnasoso. We can't allow him to do a double amount on the day before Shabbos because that might be Shabbos. And the Gemara answers, v'kidusha v'yavdalta. It's only that on this day, which is day 7 or day 1, he's going to make Kiddush, and afterwards he's going to make Havdalah. Again, I'm not exactly sure what it means, Havdalah, because Havdalah requires a Ner, so we'll talk about that in a minute. And how can you light a fire for the sake of Havdalah when you might be violating a Malach of Shabbos? That's not Pikuach Nefesh. And all this sort of reflects the Ritva that we started with, that the Ritva holds. This entire issue is a Takana Derabbanan, so lo tishtakach Torah Shabbos. So what's going to remind him of the Torah of Shabbos? It's Kiddush and Avdol. Now, let me point out that if Kiddush is Doraisa, and that's a discussion, right? It says Zocher es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Then maybe we should require Kiddush every single day, which is a suffix we don't know if it's Shabbos or not. Now, another question, the flip side of my question would be what's called suffix Brachos L'Hakel. That if Kiddush requires the recitation of a Bracha, and he doesn't know that this day, number 7, is Shabbos, how is he allowed to make a bracha of Kiddush? I mean, that the answer to that question might be that the Rabbanan established that for him it's Shabbos, as far as Kiddush is concerned. I don't know. So before we get into these issues, I want to just mention a fundamental question here, and that's Rov. Where does Rov fit in? Every single day is a suffix that it might be Shabbos, but statistically there's only a 1 out of 7 possibility that that day is Shabbos. And the Torah says we should rely on Rov. And if that be the case, let's permit Malacha on any particular day, based on Rov. That's one question. And that question is going to take us to an entire analysis of what we call Kol Kavua Kemechtzal Mechtzal Domi. But let's leave that out for a moment. Let's ask another question here. And that's the question of Marbe Bishiurim. What's Marbe Bishiurim? Let's say I have a pot, and he violates Meleches Bishul by turning on the fire under the pot. Or alternatively, instead of saying he violates Bishul by turning the fire on the pot, under the pot, it's a case of Pikuach Nefesh. He's got to save someone from impending danger by cooking for him on Shabbos. Now he's Marba Bishurim. It means he adds to this pot extra amount of food, way beyond what's needed for Pikuach Nefesh? Does he violate Shabbos? Do we say that every single Hefta that was cooked is a separate Maisa Bishul, a separate Averas Bishul? And there was no Matir of Pikuach Nefesh beyond the first piece of chicken or whatever it is? Or do we say no? There's one Maisa Bishul for anything that's in the pot. And therefore, Marve Bashir might be an Isur Drabbanon, but certainly on a Doraisa level, there's no Isur of Marve Bashir. So this is a Sugya Mesechta Menachos on Daf Samach Dalit. Hachole Tzorech Lechol Shtei Grogros. So to feed the Chole and save his life, he only needs Shtei Grogros. V'yeshba Elon, okay, he's not talking about Bishul, he's talking about Mamleches Ktsira. Yeshba Elon Kotz Oketz Echad Ubo Sholosh Grogos. So he's got a branch on the tree, and it has three Grogos. So he only needs two Grogos. V'shtei Uktzin Shebechol Echad Yesh Grogeres Achas. So he's got two branches, each one has one grogeris. He's got another branch that has three grogeris. So the Gemara establishes, sheyitlosh esa ogetz sheyeshbo sholosh grogros. Again, he's going to violate Meleches Ktsira as far as the third grogeris is concerned, because he doesn't need that third grogeris for Pikuach Nefesh. And yet, the Gemara says that he will cut down the oketz that has three grogros, even though it's unnecessary as far as the third grogeris is concerned. But that's better than cutting down two oktzin, each of which has one grogeris. And what's the underlying premise of the Gemara? That when he cuts down an oketz, he violates Meleches Ktsira, and it matters not how many grogros are on this one single oketz. It's only one avera, one maisa of Ktsira. So his melacha is only one. In contrast, if he cuts down two oktzin, each one has one grogeres, then each oketz that he cuts down is a separate, independent violation of Meleches Ktsira. Now, if this be the case, let's talk about Bishul. If, let's say, he can put into the oven, that's called afia, he can put into the oven a gigantic dough, and he's going to be able to bake enough that'll last him for 6 days. Now, since he absolutely needs enough food for 1 day, as the Gemara says, that's called Kidei Parnasoso, that's Pikuach Nefesh, then according to the Maskona of the Gemara in Menachos that we just studied, if he adds enough of the Isa into the oven so that it could last for the full week, that's not an act of Chil Shabbos at all. Because we define the Malacha not by the Heftzah, not by the quantity of the food stuff, but by the Maisa Bishul. So he was allowed to do the Afia. He only needed 1/6 of an afia of an Isa to save himself for that day, then for sure he can add as much as he wants into the oven, and with one act of activating the oven, he hasn't violated any additional malacha beyond the 1/6 of the Isa that he absolutely needs for Pikuach Nefesh. But on the other hand, if he's going to do malacha on a daily basis, then there's no question about it that on 1 day, we don't know which, he's going to be Mechal Shabbos. So why then does Rava say that b'chol yom v'yom osa lo k'dei parnasasa? That doesn't make any sense. Because by doing so, Rava absolutely guarantees that he will violate the Shabbos. And as a way of possibly, or probably, avoiding Chol Shabbos and Gansen, because what he'll do is he'll put it in an Isa on any one particular day that has enough to feed him for the entire week. And if that day that he does that on is not Shabbos, 6 out of 7 chances it's not Shabbos, then he hasn't violated Shabbos at all. Why would Rava require that he cook on each day that which is absolutely necessary to cook? V'yei Shlomar. Now, before I read the V'yei Shlomar, I'd like to suggest my own answer. And that is that Rava is looking for a way of guaranteeing that there won't be any Chil Shabbos at all. And if he violates the Shabbos K'day Parnasoso for that particular day, and he's only allowed to do so to the extent of Pikuach Nefesh, then on any particular day, and all the days for that matter, he has not violated the Shabbos, because that's Pikuach Nefesh. But my answer is not, it's not a great answer, and I'm sure if we would open up all the microphones here, you'd all jump on me, because in fact the other suggestion based on the Gemara Menachos would also guarantee that there's no violation of Shabbos. Why? Because there's Pikuach Nefesh for 1/6 of the Isa, and by adding another 6/7 of the Isa, he hasn't in any way violated the Shabbos. But the advantage, if we go with the Gemara Menachos, is that instead of doing Malacha day by day by day and overriding the Shabbos on a daily basis, he'll override the Shabbos only on one particular occasion, one day, and he'll activate the principle of Pikuach Nefesh. That seems to be a more logical recommendation than doing a Maisa Bishal on every single day. The Yesh Lomar, Sha'achshav Shano Omrim Lo Lasos Kol Yom K'dei Parnasoso, Eino Nikrachil Shabbos, here's the punchline. It's preferable, Rava's recommendation, Mishayefa Biyom Echad Lashisha Yomim. Why not bake for the next 6 days, not just for this day? Veshema Yechalel Esa Shabbos Below Pikuach Nefesh. I don't get it. What do those words mean? Shema Yechalel Esa Shabbos Below Pikuach Nefesh. It sounds to me, I'm not excited about this, that he's saying that if we're going to tell him on one particular day that he should bake for the entire week, Shema Yechal Esa Shabbos Below Pikuach, if we tell him that every single day he should activate the principle of Pikuach Nefesh, and he should violate K'day Parnasoso, then we know that he's not going to overstep his bounds. He won't violate the potential Shabbos without Pikuach Nefesh. But if we tell him that on any particular day he should what? He should make enough food for the entire week, then we have to worry that he might come to Chil Shabbos without Pikuach Nefesh. I don't get it. I mean, he's obviously allowed to bake because of Pikuach Nefesh for that day, and that applies to every day. So why are we worried that he'll come to be Machal Shabbos? In other words, he's not going to measure it out. He's measuring. If we tell him just you know what, fill up the whole oven with all, you know, with the, all your... He's going to think that he's not violating the Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh. In his mind, he thinks that that the Rabbanon are being makil here in this makeshift kind of Shabbos, and they're allowing him to just bake freely. He doesn't realize, he hasn't been educated to appreciate that they're only allowing him malacha in a very restricted, limited way, only for pikuach nefesh. He doesn't realize that. He's not such a lamdin, and therefore shema yichalas haShabbos below pikuach nefesh. Now, this piece that I quoted to you is in the name of a sefer called Yichusei Tanoim V'Amoroim, and apparently, I mean, don't quote me on this, this is something that dates back to the time of the Gemara. And in order to explain this presentation, he quotes the Ran. And the Ran says that this Shita, again, we don't know a name, it's just called Yichusei Tanoim V'Amoroim. It was edited apparently by Rabbi Chiya Bar Rav, so we're really going back to the time of the Mishnah. So this anonymous quote from a Tana or from an Amora says the Ran, he holds that Marva B'Shiurim is an Iser Min HaTorah. In other words, when the Gemara Menachos advocates in favor of cutting down the Oketz that has three Grogros, that's not called Marva B'Shiurim. Maybe we could say it a little bit better. That as far as that third Grogeris is concerned, Enochinami, he is doing a Ktsira that's not permitted or overridden by Pikuach Nefesh. He has no Pikuach Nefesh for the third Grogeris. So there is Ktsira. Not the way we said it. The Ran says there is Ktsira. The reason why the Gemara advocates in favor of that, of cutting down the one Oketz, is because if he cuts down the other two Oketz, and each one that has one Grogeres, he's doing two full-fledged Maisa Ktsiris. Whereas if he cuts down one Oketz, even though there is a relationship between his Ktsira and the third Grogeres, and that's a Doraisa, but it's like a Malacha B'Shevi Altas. I mean, that's my own, I'm just trying in my mind to find a category. It's a different kind of Malacha, but it is a Malacha Doraisa. Says the Ran, that the Yichusei Tanoim V'Amoroim must be holding that Marva B'Shiurim is a Malacha Doraisa, although it's not a full-fledged Malacha Doraisa, but it's an Issur Torah. And he says, because Im Ein Baze Issur Torah, then Lama Lo Nomar Lo Shiyaseh Kein, why should he fill up his oven on one particular day with an Issur that will provide him for with bread for the entire week? So in other words, we were racking our brains trying to figure out why Rava advocates doing a malacha every single day for the sake of pikuach nefesh, in which case he's going to do this malacha on Shabbos. why can't Rava advocate that he be marve b'shiurim? And the Yichusei Tanoim v'Amoroim says because he might be Mechal Shabbos. Why is this a Chal Shabbos? I mean, he's just being marve b'shiurim. The answer is, says the Ran, that marve b'shiurim is an Iser Shabbos. Let's just see. If marve b'shiurim is an Iser Shabbos, so he fills up the oven. Ah. Oh, very good. So he only has pikuach nefesh. He only has pikuach nefesh for 1/6 of the Isa. Or let's call it 1/7 of the Isa. And now there's no pikuach nefesh for the other 6 breads, we'll call it, the other 6 loaves. So if that day is Shabbos, and if you hold that Marav Vashurim is an Issa Torah, then he's violating an Issa Torah with regard to the baking of the other 6 loaves. Masha Enkin, if he bakes a loaf on each day of the 6, then he has Pikuach Nefesh. He can't survive without that loaf. Alright. So that's an interesting analysis here. And the Ran is saying that our Shita here of Rava is predicated on the assumption that Marve B'Shirim is an Issur Torah. Now, this is not going to be a very comfortable situation for Tosus, because Tosus in Masechta Menachos, and that Sugya on Samach Dalet, maintains that Marve B'Shirim is only an Issur Rabbanon. So now we're really stuck. How do we reconcile Rava here with the Shita of Tosus? Because Rava insists that he bakes every day the loaf that he needs to survive. Why not just bake on one day for the entire week? And Marbim Shirim is not an Issur Torah. And in such a case, he will not violate the Shabbos because he's only doing that which he absolutely needs, and Marav B'Shirim is not Asur. Whereas if he bakes in Rava's frame of reference every single day for that day, then he is doing a Malach on Shabbos. So it seems that the one who addresses this question is none other than the Chafetz Chaim. In the Bir Halacha, in the Mishneh Berurah on Siman Shin Mem Dalet, he writes, "Lama lo hirshu she'arviach biyom echad or b'shnei yomim harbe yosef mikdei parnasasa kdei sheyuchal lishbos acher kach kama v'kama yomim mimaloch val ze efshe sheikayim mitzvah Shabbos kilchasa." Sharei Achshav Omrim Lo Lasos Malach B'Chol Yom V'Vadei Mechal Shabbos B'Malach Doraisa V'Hainu Mishum She'Achshav Anu Omrim Lo Lasos B'Chol Yom Kedei Parnasasa V'Einu Nikra Chil Shabbos She'Osekein Mipnei Pikuch Nefesh V'Lachein Ze Oduf Mishayasa B'Yom O Yomayim Yosef Miparnasasa V'Yechalel Shabbos misafek below pikuach nefesh. Yeah, but I don't understand, because that only makes sense if you hold that marvim shurim is doraisa, but Tosus shita is that marvim shurim is only drabbanon. Oh, I don't know. He says v'niach b'tzorch iv. So I'm going to leave it at that. I want to go on to the next question about rov and kavua. That we don't know how to reconcile Rava with Tosfos. Because Tosfos says, Amar B'Shirim on a Doraisa level is not a problem. It would make sense that he should violate one day rather than do these Malachas on every single day. Now, Hikshu Achronin, Nelech Acharov, Derov Yomim Heim Chol, V'Natil Olasos Malach B'Chol HaYomim. Why do we need to come on to Bikuach Nefesh according to Rava Kedei Parnasoso? Why don't we just use Rav? V'tiri tzamogin Avram sheyom a day kavuahu ubedor kavua ein holchim achar Rav. So when do we say Rav is meaningful? That's only called a parish miruva parish. So you have something that was poresh from the Rav, and we assume it came from the Rav. But something which is kavua, is then it's kemechtal mechtzedomi, then we don't apply the principle of Rav. So this is really fascinating. Each yom itself is kavua. You know, the yom is not mixed up. So if you have a mixture, then something comes out of that mixture, you could say it came from the Rav. But if each day is an entity, an existing enterprise on its own, then you can't say it came from the Rav. It didn't come from anywhere. So, for example, if I look at a butcher store, and I don't know whether that butcher store is kosher or not kosher, so now I want to introduce a Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes wrote a super commentary on Moed, and he's one of the prime sources on Masechet Shabbos. He says, "Ein ze nechshav kavua min haTorah, ela midrabbanan." He says the following, that you don't need to say kol de parish meruba parish on a doraisa level to apply the principle of rov. When does kavua apply on a doraisa level? Kimechts al mechtsedomi. That's kisheino nikar. Bidover sheino nikar. Ein omrim kavua. Bidover anikar omrim kavua. So according to the Sfas Emes, when the Mogen Avram says that we cannot be Matir Moloch on any one of these days based on Rov, because we have a principle called Kavua, that's only Kavua Derabbanan. That's what the Mogen Avram had in mind. Because Eino Nechshav Kavua El Min Rabbanan Kevin Sheino Nikar. So he says that kavua doraisa means that it's nikar. Now I'm not sure why he thinks that a yom, a day, is not nikar. Ah, he means not the 24-hour period, but he means the status of the day. Ala prima godim, kosef shekan choshev nikar. Right, so according to Sfas Emes, you only say kavud orais if it's nikar, and he's claiming the yom is not nikar because we don't know the nature of the day. We can't identify it. Is it Shabbos? Is it a weekday? Says the prima godim, no. This is called nikar. Why? Kevan de lechol hanoshim nikar. For everybody, they know that this day is Shabbos or that it's not Shabbos. Is af lemisha eno yodea choshiv nikar v'nechshav kavua min haTorah. So we have here machlokes between the prima godim and the Sfas Emes about something that's not nikar to you because you don't know the nature of this day, and therefore rov should apply on a doraisa level. Or do we say no? As long as it's nikar to somebody else or to everybody else, that gives it a status of nikar, and therefore it's kavua dorais. All right. Omar Rava, im hoya makir miktas hayom shi yotzebo, osa malacha kol hayom kulo. What does it mean? He doesn't know on what day of the week he went out on his journey, but he knows how many days have passed since he went out on his journey. In that case, he's able to exclude certain days from Shabbos. And ose melacha kol hayom kulo. No, it's on that day which he knows is not Shabbos. He knows it's the, let's say, the eighth day since he left. He knows that he left on a day that wasn't Shabbos. He doesn't know how long it's been since he left. So therefore, on such days, he knows it's not Shabbos, and he's allowed to do melacha. So again, let me get the scenario straight over here. He says, "Hayamakir miktas hayom sheyotzavo." So again, what does he know? What does he not know? He knows how many days have passed since he left, since he embarked, from the day of his embarkment. But let's say, for example, he knows that 8 days have passed since he left, correct? Now, he doesn't know what day of the week it was when he left. Is then, on that day, which is the 8th day that he left, he's allowed to do melacha because he knows that that day is certainly not Shabbos. Then he writes here, and I'm not sure, he seems to be basing himself on the Ritva. He says, V'chein b'chol shavua ose melacha bi oso yom. In other words, once he designates a certain day on his calendar, and he knows that day is not Shabbos because it's the 8th day since he embarked, then every week consecutively, he knows that that's the same day of the week that's not Shabbos, then he's allowed to do melach on that day. So the Gemara really asks Pshita, what's the chiddush here that he's allowed to do malach on that day if he knows that day is not malach? I'm out of the same, I might think. Keva de Shabbos lo nothik. He certainly did not go out on embark on a Shabbos. Is b'mayli Shabbos and nami lo nothik. He wouldn't have embarked on a Friday because Friday is not a day for embarking on a trip to the wilderness. That's called covered Shabbos. V'hai, and this person, inami b'chamisha b'shabs nofik, is lishterei lei lemevad melacha trei yomi. So even in the worst case scenario, let's say he embarked on a Thursday, now we can exclude 2 days because now we know, because he knows how long ago he left. So he counts retroactively that this would either be, let's see if I get the math right here. Let's say he counts 8 days since he left. So in this Hava Mina, not only would he be allowed to do malach on the 8th day that he left, but he's allowed to do malach on the 9th day that he left. Because if he left on a Thursday, which is the closest day possibly to Shabbos that he would have embarked upon, then 9 days later would not be Shabbos. Because 9 days from Thursday would be, just 1 second, 9 days from Thursday. How do you calculate that? 1 second. Is Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? No, 1 second. That doesn't make any sense. Again, he knows that he didn't leave on a Friday because of covered Shabbos. But let's count 8 days. Let's say if we count 8 days from Friday, then we end... We're going to count 8 days from Thursday. If we count 8 days from Thursday, we're going to end up on a Friday. So therefore, we could allow him to do malacha. He left, let's say he left on a Thursday. So if you count, just 1 second, Thursday, so end up next Friday. So that should be mutar b'malacha. So wait a minute, how does he get 2 days? 2 days, just 1 second. Yei mutar lo lasas malacha, b'yom hashmini litseiso. Why? Yeah, I'm trying to get the Havim, you know, that he would have 2 days of Hetem Malach. Shehu oso yom b'shavua shebo yotza l'derech. Right, so if he counts 8 days, I guess you count the first day as well, then 8 days later will be the day that he left, which we know is not Shabbos. Oh, ubiyom atshi l'yitziyaso. Now he counts 9 days. So that brings him to a Friday. Am I right? Is kamash malon. Rava teaches us the zimnin de mishkach shayarta umikri v'nafik. That although, as a general rule, you don't leave on a Friday, but let's say he found a shayar that was leaving on a Friday, and he was afraid to wait for the next caravan. So therefore, the only day that he shouldn't do malacha is the very day that he leaves, which would be 8 days later, and that has to be a Friday. But he cannot extend it back to Thursday and assume that he definitely left on a Thursday, the latest day of the week, because maybe there was an urgent opportunity, a rare opportunity for him to leave on this journey, and therefore he left on a Friday. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, Hayodea Iker Shabbos, Va'osa Molochas Harbe V'Shabbosas Harbe, Chayval Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos. So in the Reish of the Mishnah, where you shochech Iker Shabbos, then he only brings one chatas. But if he's yodea Iker Shabbos, then he brings a karban chatas for each Shabbos. Minon emili, what's the source in the Torah for this halacha of chiluke Shabbosos, that every single Shabbos generates its own chiyuv chatas? Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba, Baravua, Trei Kroi, Ksive. We have two psukim, one in Shmos, Lamed Aleph. It says, V'shomenei Yisrael Shabbos. And it mentions the word Shabbos in Lashon Yochid. It means that the pasuk is careful about one Shabbos. Uksiv, this in Vayikra Yutes, it says, Es Shabbosai Tishmar, in the plural. And it seems that there's a kapeda here on all the Shabbos. Ha-Ketzad, how do we reconcile this? And we're going to say the following. That the first pasuk that we mentioned, Shomrei Yisrael Shabbos, is Shmira Achas L'Shabbosos Harbe. He observes many, many Shabbosos on the one Shmira. And he'll only bring one Chatas for many, many violations. Now we have the other pasuk that says, Eshabsosai Tishmoru, in the plural, is Shmira Achas L'Chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. He's observing every single Shabbos. In other words, there's a possibility that he might violate the Shabbos b'shogeg, and he has to bring a chatas for each individual Shabbos. So now we have to figure out, under what circumstances does the Torah say that the Shmira Achas l'Shabbos is harbe, and he brings one chatas for many violations of many different Shabbos? So under what circumstances do we apply the principle of L'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, that's Shabbosai Tishmoru? So the Chachamim now have to figure out, under what circumstances do we have these two rules? So they explain the following, that if he was shokhech Iker Shabbos, so there's only one shkoga for all the different violations of Shabbos, then he brings one chatos. And that's v'shomneisol es ha-Shabbos in Lashon Yochid. But if on the other hand he's yodea Iker Shabbos, and from one Shabbos to the other he has chol, so it's as if he starts a new Shabbos and a new violation for a Chiyuv Chatas unto itself on the following Shabbos. And each Shabbos is is separated by a machalik. Maskiv lo Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Adarabba ipcha mistabra. The opposite makes more sense. Let's interpret it this way. V'shomene Yisrael sashabos. In Loshen Yochid, Ishmira achas l'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. The Torah is requiring a Shmira for a Shabbos, every individual Shabbos. And if he violates that Shabbos, he has to bring a Chatos for that Shabbos. So every Shabbos requires its own Chatos. V'yeshab solsay tishmoru, Ishmira achas l'Shabbos harbe. Right, tishmoru means you should observe all these different Shabbos. So they're all integrated under one rubric, and therefore he brings one chatas for all the Shabbosos. There doesn't seem to be a machlokas here between Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. They both come to the same halachic conclusion, but they differ as to how we interpret the different psukim. Now the second pasuk, Eshab Sosai Tishmoru, appears in Parshas Kedoshim. And it would seem that that case in Parshas Kedoshim, Eshab Sosai Tishmoru, refers to a case of Shochech Iker Shabbos. Why is that so? The first pasuk, Shomrei Yisrael Shabbos, is a pasuk in Parshas Ki Tisa in Sefer Shmos. So he quotes here the Chassam Sofer. He says, "Mistaber, it's more logical. Shapasuk shebe Parshas Kedoshim medaber b'shochech ikar Shabbos, velo a pasuk be Parshas Ki Tisa sheshom medubar b'meleches haMishkan." V'sham lo haya efshar sheyishkechu ikar Shabbos. So when the pasuk is in context of the Mishkan, and the Torah says that despite the fact that we build the Mishkan the whole week long, we don't build the Mishkan on Shabbos, it doesn't make sense to say that we're talking about a situation of shachach ikar Shabbos. He has forgotten the whole entity and enterprise of Shabbos. Now the Mishnah says, "Hayodea shu Shabbos." He knows that today is Shabbos, and he does many melachos. B'shogeg, he brings a separate chatos for each melacha, as in conscious to the ratio where he knows it's Shabbos, but he forgot that today is Shabbos, and he does many melachos, and there he's chayv on each Shabbos. U'maishna ratio, maishna seif on the top of daf ayin. Why is the ratio when he doesn't know it's Shabbos? He doesn't know that today is Shabbos. He's aware of all the melachos, but he doesn't know that today is Shabbos, and he brings one chatas for all the melachos. Maishna Seif in the Sefer, where he knows that it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know these melachos. He doesn't know that they're prohibited on Shabbos. Then he's chayev chatas for each melacha unto itself. Omer of Safra, Kan miyadiyas Shabbos uporesh, v'kan miyadiyas malach uporesh. In the case of the Reisha, where he knows it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know... I'm sorry. In the case of the Reisha, where he knows the malachos, but he doesn't know that today is Shabbos, if you want to wake him up and arouse him to realize that he shouldn't be doing these malachos, just tell him it's Shabbos today. He knows about the malachos. So therefore, the idea of Shogeg is the idea of Shabbos. That's the piece of the puzzle that he's missing. But in the Sefer, where he knows that today is Shabbos, but he doesn't know the Malachos, then what idea would wake him up and make him realize that he's not allowed to do what he's about to do? It's the idea of Malacha. So there's a separate Shogeg on the Malacha, and therefore each Malacha is a separate violation and requires a separate Chatos. The Gemara rejects this principle of Rav Safra. Amalei Rav Nachman, klum parish mi Shabbos, ele mishum melachos. Klum parish mi melachos, ele mishum Shabbos. He says, you're right in a sense that in the Reisha we have to notify him about the entity of Shabbos, and in the Sefer we have to notify him about the melachos, but nevertheless, these are not two separate yedios. In other words, if he's going to hear about, you know, your revelation to him, and you set the record straight, it doesn't really matter whether you have to tell him that today is Shabbos or you have to tell him that the melachas are asuros. In both cases, he's going to be poresh for the same reason. He's going to be poresh from Shabbos because he's not allowed to do melach on Shabbos. He'll be poresh from the melachas because these melachas are melachas of Shabbos. So therefore, Rav Nachman wants to come up with a different distinction between the Reisha and the Seifa, between the case of not knowing about Shabbos as opposed to the case of not knowing about the Malachas. Elam Rav Nachman, Karban, Dechiv Rachman Amai, Ashkaga, Chasam, Chad Ashkaga, Hacha, Tuva Ashkagos. He says the following, in the Reisha, when he doesn't realize that today is Shabbos, he only brings one chatas because he really has only one shgaga. He's only forgotten one thing. And if the violation or the action that he violated was one shgaga, one forgetfulness, then he gets away with one chatas. So he did many malachos, but his shgaga was a shgaga on one, he was negligent, so to speak, about one thing. He didn't realize today was Shabbos. But in the Seifa, there are many, many different shgagos over here. He is, and you want to say negligent, if you want to talk in Balabatish terms, because of each malacha. Each malacha was forgotten by him. And therefore each malacha is a separate shgaga. Okay, Rabbosei, we're on the verge of a really big, big sugya, so we'll save that for tomorrow. Let's make a cheshbon. We got up to Daf Ayin Amid Aleph, and we're up to Chayav Al-Kol Melacha U-Melacha, which is about 9 or 10 lines down from the top, and Mr. Shem will pick that up tomorrow.